This meeting is being recorded.
Okay, wonderful. Good morning, colleagues, friends, and our distinguished guest today. It's our first Sufi Studies Network seminar series session, so it should be exciting. And our guest today is Dr. Abu Bakr Sirajuddin Cook, who is a research fellow at Al Miraj Sufi and Islamic Studies Center in Australia. He received a doctorate from the University of Tasmania in 2014 and has furthered his Islamic studies at Charles Sturt University. Abu Bakr has published in a range of international journals. He has presented at conferences across the globe, including the International Sufi Conference in Chittagong, Bangladesh, and the East-West Philosophers Conference in Hawaii. His first book, Ibn Atta'illah, Muslim Sufi Saint and Gift of Heaven, is available through Cambridge Scholars Publishing. Aside from writing on various aspects of Sufism, Abu Bakr's current research interests include the history of Sufism within Australia, which is, no doubt to say, very fascinating, and I can't wait to learn more. So without further ado, I'll pass it over to Dr. Cook to please present to us his paper. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to this morning's talk. The topic of the talk today is Soundness of the Heart, an analysis of the unique qualities of the Qalbi Salim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa sallallahu ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. The Quran makes frequent references to the heart, Qalb. The Quran states the heart can be veiled, locked, deviated, agitated, hardened, diseased, sealed, just as it can have wisdom, goodness, faith, softness, humbleness, assurance, strength, and be engaged in and find satisfaction in the remembrance of Allah. The frequent mentioning highlights the importance of the heart, importance placed on the heart within Islam, and the variance in terminology highlights the importance of understanding the distinction between the qualities and degrees that the heart may be placed in. Today, we will focus on one such quality of the heart, namely the sound heart, Qalbi Salim. The term Qalb comes from the root to turn, to revolve, and denotes turning something inside out, introverting, transforming, denoting the organ which enables the circulation of blood throughout the body. Yet, for an organ to be associated with, possess, and develop the range of qualities associated with it within the Quran, the heart must be understood as more than a mere pump. The traditional depiction of a love heart has the tip pointed towards the ground, indicating that it is most frequently oriented towards earthly intentions. A corresponding turning of this point away from those earthly intentions moves towards a greater openness, culminating in incremental epistemological shifts towards the ontic reality of oneness, Tawheed. In turning the blood through the body, the heart impacts the entirety of an individual's being and can be seen as a symbolic center of the individual. The increasing openness towards and acceptance of the underlying oneness as the heart approaches the quality of being a sound heart runs contrary to the assertion that the aql and qalb as being synonymous. The intellect, aql, literally means that which fetters, in that it aims to limit by means of reason, whereas the heart, qalb, has a limitless quality as it turns towards the absoluteness of Allah. The Arabic word salim means to submit in obedience, to make peace, to accept a judgment, to be free of every kind of visible and hidden danger and illness, as well as slavery. Furthermore, salim shares the same root as the word taslimiyah, submission, and salam, peace. The acceptance of judgment is a submission to the ontic reality of oneness, which is the heart is beckoned towards. And is in this that the heart finds peace, in that it knows the source of every occurrence within perceived multiplicity is Allah. From the same root comes the divine name Al-Salam, the flawless. Regarding the individual's share in this divine name, Al-Ghazali states, the one who can be considered flawless is the one whose essence is free from defect, whose attributes escape imperfection, and whose actions are untarnished by evil. While Al-Ghazali states that Allah is the only one who is properly qualified by these attributes, the one with a sound heart is a servant whose heart is free from deceit, hatred, envy, and evil intent, such that their limbs are unblemished by sins and forbidden actions. The term Qalbi Salim occurs twice within the Quran. The first occurrence refers to the Day of Judgment, stating, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the day whereon neither wealth nor sons will avail, but only he will prosper that brings to Allah a sound heart. The second occurrence refers explicitly to Prophet Ibrahim's interaction with the idol worshippers, stating, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, behold, he, Ibrahim, approached his Lord with a sound heart. Read in conjunction, these verses indicate the quality of a sound heart pertains to benefits both in the here now and the hereafter. Both verses mention an approach to Allah, indicating nearness, qurb, is an element of the Qalbi Salim. Nearness with regards to Allah is not to be understood as an increase in physical nearness, for the Quran states that Allah is closer to us than our jugular vein. Allah's closeness to an individual is constant, whereas the individual's awareness of this closeness varies. The nearness of the individual to Allah is dependent on the awareness of Allah's nearness to the individual. This is brought about through epistemological shifts towards an increased understanding of the ontological reality of Allah's oneness. This process of increased nearness is described in a hadith Qudsi, which states, my slave keeps coming closer to me through performing supererogatory prayers, nawafil, till I love him. So I become his sense of hearing with which he hears, his sense of sight with which he sees, and his hand with which he grasps, and his leg with which he walks. The outcome of this incremental increase in nearness to Allah's love and corresponds with an epistemological blurring of multiplicity towards an affirmation of the ontological reality of Allah's oneness. The Quranic commentaries predominantly describe the Qalbi Salim by traits that it does not possess. For instance, a Qalbi Salim is a heart free of any blemish, free from ignorance and vice and moral depravity, does not follow carnal desires, and free from idolatry and hypocrisy. It is a heart free of sins and love of this worldly life. It is also said that it means a heart free of hatred for the companions of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and one who is preserved from innovations, bid'ah, who commits his affairs to Allah and who is content with Allah's decree. One who possesses a Qalbi Salim is in a state of self-surrender, having committed his affairs to his Lord, resorting to him through his innermost secret in every situation and pleased with every condition. Al-Qushayri states, the hearts of the ecstatics remain ever prostrating on the carpet of nearness, and a sound heart is completely focused on returning to Allah. Al-Razi stated, the jurists said the meaning of a sound heart refers to whoever lives and dies with a purified heart, which has no stain of disobedience, polytheism, deceits, hatred, or jealousy. Al-Samarqandi mentioned, there are three indications of the Qalbi Salim. It does not annoy or harm anyone. It is not annoyed or harmed by anyone, and it does not expect anything from anyone, even if it is anything good. Abdul Qadir Jilani commented that the sound heart does not expect any punishment or reward. It does not act for reward or avoid punishment, rather it acts only to please Allah in every action or deed. Burusevi stated, nothing in the world confuses a sound heart. This is continued within modern understanding that describe a Qalbi Salim as a heart that is pure and unaffected by moral ills or that affect others, and is a personal condition which is free of bad characteristics that are both personally and socially dangerous, meaning the heart which is submitted to Allah and which is at peace with religion is a sound heart. Consistent across these descriptions, and at times implicitly, is that the very basis for a Qalbi Salim is a strong grasp of Tawheed. As Al-Sulami stated explicitly, the sound heart is one which meets with Allah without associating any partner with him. Burusevi adds, a sound heart is on its natural disposition, fitra. However, Amongst these commentaries is a description of a Kolbe Selim by the traits that it lacks. In doing so, these commentary descriptions of a Kolbe Selim do not explicitly describe what is particularly sound about a sound heart. There have been some attempts to positively describe a sound heart. The Salami comments, some said soundness means coming to this world with soundness without any sin, living in this world with soundness, leaving this world with soundness, having repented of all major and minor sins and meeting Allah with soundness. It is pleased with every condition. Pleased with every condition is a quality of contentment, rida. Contentment is to leave the choice to Allah in all that He has planned and brought about, while being without criticism from what comes from Allah. It is closely related to submission, taslim, which is to serenely relinquish your self-direction and choice and to follow the divine decree. While these Quranic commentaries give an indication of what a Kolbe Selim looks like, they do not explicitly discuss how the soundness of a heart ensures that it is free of such vices or how it is able to affirm the oneness of Allah. Like the Quran, the Hadith literature has much to say about the heart. Of particular pertinence to this discussion is the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam's statement, "In the body there is a piece of flesh, which, if it is sound, the entire body will be sound. But if it is corrupt, the entire body is corrupt. Verily, it is the heart." The Hadith indicates there is a reciprocity between the body and the heart, and that the heart's soundness is equally reflected within the soundness of the body. This does not necessarily refer to physical health benefits. Rather, in that the heart is an organ of perception, likewise, the body is an organ of action, indicating that the soundness of the heart is reflected in the soundness of an individual's actions. The soundness of action welling up from a heart free of polytheism can be seen to be the result of these actions embodying and affirming the oneness of Allah in correspondence with a Kolbe Selim. This culminates in an epistemological blurring of lines, as described in the previously mentioned hadith regarding the Nawafil. Acknowledgement of Allah as the source, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam would frequently make an oath by the one who turns the hearts and implore Allah in his need in this manner, such as, "O changer of hearts, strengthen my heart upon your religion." The strengthening of the heart, as opposed to any other organ, can be seen to indicate the centrality and primacy of the heart with regards to the other organs and limbs of the bodies. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam also indicated for the permissibility of supplicating for a Kolbe Selim, petitioning Allah with, "I ask you for a sound heart and a truthful tongue." And again, "I ask you for a truthful tongue and a sound heart." Another way of attempting to gain a deeper understanding of a Kolbe Selim is by way of analogy, drawing a correspondence between the soundness of a heart and that of a sound argument. Opens the way for another level of understanding. In its most simple definition, a sound argument is a valid argument with true premises, where a valid argument is an argument that if the premises are true, then the conclusion must be true. Sound arguments are important because if the argument is sound, then we know that we have a very high level of confidence in the definite truth of the conclusion. Furthermore, sound arguments expand our knowledge and increase our understanding. If the soundness of an argument and the soundness of a heart have a type of congruence, then the premises of the heart can be understood as being the sense data, in that the premises are the input of an argument and the streams of the senses are the input of the heart. Similarly, the conclusion, being an output of an argument, is likened to the actions that stem from the heart. The description of sound reasoning being a rational faculty which follows the law, is well guided and sound, correlates with the commentary literature describing the sound heart as one who is preserved from innovations, who commits his affairs to Allah, and who is contented with Allah's decree, as both emphasize an unwavering commitment to the divine law and decree. Seen in this light, Ibn Arabi's comments, in the case of him whose reason is sound, that is, he who is not overcome by any obfuscation deriving from imagination and reflection, an obfuscation which would corrupt his consideration, recalls a heart free from any blemish, free of any doubt or the like, free from idolatry and hypocrisy, and the state of self-surrender, having committed his affairs to his Lord, drawing a strong likeness between a sound argument and a sound heart. From this perspective, there is a correlation between the soundness of an argument and the soundness of the heart. Both mentions of a sound heart, the Qalbi Salim, within the Quran are made with reference to the Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam. In Surah Shura, the poets, the chapter deals with the Prophet Ibrahim's engagement with the idolaters who are only following their ancestors in the worship of idols. In Surah As-Safat, the ranking of, in ranks, the chapter mentions Prophet Ibrahim stating, "Verily among those who followed his," talking about Noah's way, "was Ibrahim." The subsequent engagement with his father and the idol worshippers. In both instances, the Prophet Ibrahim, who is both described as possessing a sound heart and mentions the benefits of possessing a sound heart, is placed in contradistinction with those who worship idols. This connection has been acknowledged by previous writers. Al-Balqi explains a sound heart as being connected to the station of the Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam. For Ibn Ashur, the Qalbi Salim consists of all types of good characters and attributes which are associated with the Prophet Ibrahim. With both mentions of a sound heart occurring within the Quran, occurring with relation to the Prophet Ibrahim, there is an important connection between the heart of Prophet Ibrahim and the sound heart. Ibn Arabi describes a spiritual station of those individuals who are upon the heart of Ibrahim, alayhi salam, describing such individuals having no ugly conjecture, or rather they have no conjecture, since they are folk of sound knowledge. The lack of conjecture arises as a result of their soundness. Soundness of thought and action arriving from possessing a sound heart. Ibn Arabi further states, their experiential place is a safety from every suspicion and doubt. Allah has removed rancor from their chests in this world, and the people are safe from any bad opinion on their part. They have no opinion. No, they have no opinion, because they are people of true knowledge, as opinion occurs in those who have no information about something. Opinion based on conjecture is open to doubt. Certainly, yaqeen, that arises within a sound heart has no doubt, just as there is no doubt in the certainty that arises from a sound argument. There is a connection between certainty and submission to Allah. It is recorded that it was the Prophet Ibrahim, alayhi salam, that named those who submit to Allah as Muslim, supplicating, "Our Lord, make us Muslims, bowing to thy will, and of our progeny, a people Muslim, bowing to thy will." Muslims, literally those who submit, are placed in direct contradistinction to idol worshippers, as seen in both references to the Qalbi Salim within the Quran. Certainty in the enacting of submission to Allah is seen as being of the utmost importance, as the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "O people, the people are not given anything better in this world than certainty of faith and well-being. So ask Allah, may He be glorified and exalted, for them." Conjecture arises from the perception of a multitude of possibilities and can, in a way, be likened to polytheism, which arises from the belief of a multitude of objects of worship. Certainty of faith in the oneness of Allah realigns the individual's epistemic outlook, seeing everything in creation as being from Allah, and removes the possibility of conjecture and opinion, as everything is relegated back to Allah. In light of the above understanding of the soundness of a sound heart and its contradistinction to idol worshippers within the Quran, it becomes understandable that the Quranic commentaries predominantly describe Qalbi Salim by traits that it does not possess. The sound heart is in a state of self-surrender and purified from polytheism by virtue of the Qalbi Salim's focus on the oneness of Allah, Tawheed. which is the antithesis of idol worship. The unicity of focus of the Kolbi Salim cannot but be content with Allah's decree and pleased in every condition. Because of the knowledge of the source of the decree and conditions within which it finds itself. As a result of this knowledge, a sound heart is completely focused on returning to Allah. For the Qalbi Salim, focused on Allah's oneness, is aware that to Allah we belong and to Allah we return. Described as a heart free of any blemish can be related to being clear of the blemishes and sins stated by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Verily, when a servant commits a sin, a black spot appears upon his heart. When he refrains from it, seeks forgiveness, and repents, his heart is polished clean. But if he returns, it increases until it covers his entire heart. With the soundness of the heart being related to the soundness of the body, a consequence is that the individual with the Kolbi Salim is free from ignorance and vice and moral depravity and does not follow carnal desires. That the Kolbi Salim is a heart free of hatred for the companions of the Prophet relates to the Prophet Muhammad ﷺ's statement about the helpers in Medina, stating, "No one loves them but a believer, and no one hates them but a hypocrite. Whoever loves them, Allah will love him. And whoever hates them, Allah will hate him." As carriers of the message and methodology of Islam from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the importance placed on the companions is understandable, for rejecting them entails rejecting aspects of Islam that they are recorded as having transmitted. Focused as it is on the oneness of Allah, the Qalbi Salim works within the secondary causes without giving them priority. Relating everything as being from Allah, the possessor of a Kolbi Salim is not mired in the fluctuations of the secondary causes, and for this reason, nothing in the world confuses a sound heart. Furthermore, by relating everything back to Allah, it is understandable that the possessor of a Kolbi Salim does not expect anything from anyone, even if they do good, to the point where they do not expect any punishment or reward, as these arise within the secondary causes. From the preceding analysis, it becomes apparent that the soundness of a sound heart arises due to its consistency as a result of focusing on the source of the fluctuations that occur within the secondary causes. The removal of hindrances that give rise to the necessary epistemological shifts that result in a Kolbi Salim make it understandable that most commenters would provide descriptions of a sound heart by the qualities it does not possess, as this aids others in identifying the qualities that hinder development of a sound heart within themselves. Just as those who possess a sound heart are free from conjecture and opinion, they are also protected from the burdens that arise from change and fluctuation. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam described the fluctuation as being a consequence of the relationship between the individual and Allah, stating, "Indeed, the hearts are between Allah's two fingers. He changes them as he wills." Ibn Arabi sees the heart as a place of constant change and fluctuation. And it's this type of fluctuation described by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that he feared for his community. Yet it has been said, a sound heart is one protected and nurtured. It is not that those upon a sound heart are necessarily protected from calamities. Rather, such individuals look to the source of such events. As Ibn Athallah commented, "Do not stretch out your hand to take from creatures unless you see that the giver amongst them is your Lord." In doing so, those upon a sound heart show correct etiquette, adab, to Allah. As the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam did when stating, "When I am ill, it is he who cures me," attributing lack and need to themselves while attributing generosity, the fulfilling of need, and the giving of health to Allah. It is in this sense that a sound heart is understood to be free of character defects and spiritual blemishes. Further supporting the description of a sound heart by the qualities that it does not possess, the type of soteriological development undertaken is not to gain qualities. Rather, the type of soteriological development undertaken is seen to be a freeing up of the clutter that comes with giving primacy to secondary causes. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam stated, "No child is born except on al-fitra," and then his parents convert him to Judaism or Christianity or Majism. Al-Ghazali stated, "The basic primary innate disposition, fitra, is necessarily a sound heart," indicating both the correspondence between a sound heart and the innate disposition, and that quality of a sound heart involving a returning to that innate disposition, free from the conditioning mentioned by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imam Haddad stated, "To give the call to prayer, the adhan, in the right ear of a newborn and the iqama in the left ear is to remind the child of its primordial nature, fitra, according to which Allah has made people." This highlights that there is an important link between a human's innate disposition, fitra, and the affirmation of Allah's oneness, tawheed, which is also at the core of a sound heart, qalbi salim. From this, it makes sense to describe the sound heart by qualities that it does not possess, because the development of such a heart involves removing the conditioning imposed on the individual by their society. The constant turning of everything back to Allah results in a level of deference to the source of creation that is not mired in the fluctuations within secondary causes. This results in the development of a range of virtues, such as certainty, yaqeen, contentment, ridda, nearness, qurb. Yet, rather than qualify a sound heart by the virtues it possesses, traditional descriptions have predominantly described it by those qualities that are needed to be removed so as to move the individual closer to their innate disposition. In attempting to understand what it means to have a sound heart, it becomes apparent that this quality of heart, despite being mentioned only twice within the Quran, is both an important quality and deserves greater attention for understanding the expansiveness of the heart within Islam. Thank you.